Lindsey Graham, SCOTUS overturning Roe v. Wade won't change midterms. By Pam Key on May 8, 2022. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said on this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday that he did not believe if the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it would change the outcome of this year's midterm elections. Partial transcript as follows. Beyer, all right. Let's turn to the Supreme Court. Many experts have called this leak of a draft opinion a dangerous precedent. How do you see it, and what's the potential political fallout for Republicans, frankly? Graham, well, for the court, it's a betrayal of trust. Chief Justice Roberts said it better than I could ever say it. It's a betrayal of trust. Can you imagine going to work the next day and looking around at your colleagues, who did this to the court? What will happen if the opinion sticks? And here's what's important. At least in February, there were 5 votes that led to this draft opinion to repeal Roe v. Wade. I think Roe v. Wade created a constitutional right that doesn't exist in the written constitution. It's created division from the first day it was decided until now. If it does get repealed, which I hope it will, the issue goes back to the states. But Congress will still stay involved. My Democratic friends are trying to pass a law Wednesday that will allow abortion right up to the day before the baby is delivered. Different states will take different approaches. So the abortion debate will not go away in the country. It will be decided by the people, not a handful of judges. Crosstalk. Beyer, will abortion now galvanize the left as it has for the right politically? Do you fear that heading into the midterms? Graham, single-issue voters seldom decide the outcome of an election. Enthusiasm is important, but here's what I would say. Elected officials elected by the people now have a say about abortion, first time since 1973. That process will move forward. I don't believe it's going to change the outcome of the 2022 elections at all. When you go to the grocery store and when you go to a gas station, that's going to remind you the incompetency of the Biden administration. When you look at the southern border, this is not going to take people's eyes off of rocket inflation, broken border, insecure America. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.